Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, financial professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What do you want to talk about today, guys?
Well, we're going to start off today by talking about some of the things we went over at a seminar we just held. Had a great time, a lot of people asking questions because, you know, people are wondering what's going to happen. You know, we got a presidential election that's going to be in a few months. We've got the Federal Reserve telling us what they may or may not drop interest rates. We've got conflict across different parts of the world. And it makes people wonder. They're wondering about their money. They're wondering, is this going to affect the value of my maybe stock investments or whatever places you have your money? Is it gonna allow me to retire my way, or am I gonna have to make some changes? So here's a few of the things we kind of mentioned the other night. First, interest rate. The Fed has been saying, well, we may cut interest rates this year. I think the target right now might be a quarter point reduction twice later this year. But unfortunately, inflation is still raging pretty good. And if the Fed cuts interest rates, that could fuel inflation. Inflation has been killing us for the last 2 years with higher prices. So right now, interest rates are high. That's good for people who want to put some money in, either your short-term investments or short-term strategies. But when interest rates go back down, we're going to have the dilemma of, did we make the right time? Did we put our money in at the right time to get a higher interest rates while they're available? We got record-breaking market conditions. You know, you see companies that are saying, wow, we're doing great. AI, maybe not Tesla. I haven't looked at it today.
Oh, Tesla's doing great.
They are.
Their shares were like $2,000 per share.
But how much were they about 2.5 years ago? They were way up. They took a big drop. So a lot of these companies who are looking good right now are just getting back to where they were 2 years ago. And, you know, that volatility has been around forever. We got a budget deficit for the country, at least $34 trillion. I watched that clock spin, and it can make your mind just go, you know, that thing's just churning around. And we got geopolitical shifts, things going on that make us worry. Will our oil prices go up? Are our oil prices going to be stable? We got tax changes that we know are going to happen in 2 years. And you know, we're still trying to recover from the global pandemic. So all these things are things that can affect the amount of money that you have in retirement. And we want you to retire your way.
And that's why it's important that you pick up that phone or go onto our website at relaxretire.com and you know, just find out what's going on. Start a conversation, and you can do that by calling us at 251-625-1226.
For a complimentary consultation, a no-pressure, no-obligation, casual meeting with Gary Garner at Relax and Retire Financial Services, simply do what Vicki said and pick up that phone, 625-1226.
625-1226, or go to our website, relaxretire.com. It's open 24 hours. You leave us a question. Look at a topic there that maybe you're wondering about, and give us a call. You know, we can't help you until you talk to us. And we do have a pretty relaxed atmosphere in our office. So come on over, and if you can, if you have the time to get by, schedule an appointment. If it's inconvenient to actually come to our office, let us schedule a Zoom meeting with you. It's not quite as personal, but it does definitely save you some time. If you just have a question about something that you're wondering, how is this going to affect my retirement, pick up the phone. You might not be able to get us right then, because a lot of times we're with clients, but you can definitely leave a message and let us figure out how we can help you with what you're worrying about.
What else do you talk about in your seminars, Gary?
Vicki? Well, we talk about the big important things. We talk about income planning. We talk about Social Security. We talk about Medicare. We talk about long-term care, which is a big subject that a lot of people just want to avoid at all cost. And we talk about the fact that if you work with a financial professional, you probably will feel a lot more comfortable retiring your way than if you're just trying to do it yourself.
And Gary, some of those questions, we kind of narrowed them down to three of them just for time's sake this afternoon. But one of them being, how do I really know I've anticipated everything? And that's really kind of hard. I mean, that's really, you'd have to have a crystal ball to anticipate everything that could happen in your retirement. But another question is, what steps are needed to creating a steady income? Folks, if you enjoy your current lifestyle or have a lifestyle in mind when you are ready to retire, the way you're going to fund that is with your income. When those checks stop coming every 2 weeks, you've got to have a guaranteed income. So what do you have in place to keep that money coming? And how do we know that we'll actually have enough? Because what we want to do is make sure that we have a comfortable lifestyle without adjusting too much of it because of unexpected expenses or medical cost. So Gary, let's touch on a couple of these things rather quickly, because we'd like to touch on a few other things that we talked about that we find are important now as the retirement world has made changes.
So one of the first things we do is we create your own personal income hierarchy. The question I asked a client the other day was, what do you like and when would you like to have it? You know, what are your wants? What are your needs? We have to figure out and help you identify what your needs are, and then we move on to wants and wishes. Wants and wishes are the extra things that you could live without if you had to. Once we know what your needs are, then we can understand what the cost of those needs are, because it's important to know what those costs are today, and it's important to add in a little bit of growth in there so that when we're projecting a retirement plan 20 years in the future, you know that gas is not going to cost the same today as it's going to cost 20 years from now. We may not be using gas in 20 years. Who knows? But then once we've looked at your needs and we've understood the cost, then we look at the income sources. What can you absolutely count on for an income source? Something like a pension, which is guaranteed to be there all your life. Something like Social Security, which is guaranteed to be there all of your life. Or your IRA, 401k, however you've saved your own personal money that you're going to use for the rest of your lifetime to provide for those wants and needs. And then we develop an income plan that we know we're going to adjust over time, because an income plan isn't static. And then we look to see, is there a gap between what your income's going to provide and what you want and what you need?
And we encourage our radio show listeners to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope to set up an appointment and ask those questions. Find out those answers to help plan your retirement effectively. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
It's a local call. You can also go online to relaxretire.com.
Go there 24/7. It's relaxretire.com. You can leave questions for us there. You can look at some subjects that we've put there to pique your mind to think about things that you may not have been thinking about. You know, we want you to think about how you're going to spend your money. Have you saved enough that, or do you want to travel? Do you want to do charitable work? Do you want to maybe have a part-time job? Everybody has something different in retirement that they want to do, and based on how you spend your money, you're allowed to do some of those things. How are you going to prioritize your expenses? You know, some expenses are essential. When you understand what those essential ones are, then we can figure out, well, how are we going to fund these essential expenses? You know, we're going to depend on Social Security. Social Security is set to be cut in 2034. So we have to think 10 years out. What happens if our Social Security check is cut? by 25%. Let's say I'm getting $3,200 a month. Now, that's high, but I can work this math real easily. $3,200 divided by 4 is $800. So imagine instead of getting $3,400 a month, you're getting $2,400. That's not going to be a comfortable time. So we have to factor in how you're going to fund your retirement to know how to get a good income plan.
Gary, one of the things that was a topic of conversation and has been a topic of conversation here more recently has been Social Security. What happens if Congress doesn't change the law and everyone, could they possibly get a cut in Social Security if they don't make any changes?
It's absolutely guaranteed. Social Security and Medicare are funded by trust funds, and those trust funds are mandated not to pay out more money than they take in. Don't you wish all government agencies worked like that? You can't spend more than you take in. We're certainly not running our government like that right now because our debt clock is just twirling about as fast as it can twirl. So right now, if Congress does nothing, we're expecting about a three-quarter, we're expecting benefits to be cut by about 25% to three-quarters of what we're getting right now, because based on the money that's going to be taken in and the money that's going out, one, because we're living longer, baby boomers are not having as short a lifespan as our parents did, so Social Security's having to last longer. It's paying out more money over a longer period of time. Same thing with Medicare. So when you're spending more over time and you can't spend more than you take in, you have to think about how you're going to balance that. Right now, some of the things they're talking about are benefit cuts. Benefit cuts up to about 25%. And they're talking about adjusting the formula to lower benefits for lifetime high-wage earners. They're talking about eliminating spousal benefits for lifetime high-wage earners. Well, we figure those people don't need it, so let's go ahead and cut their benefits. They're talking about raising the retirement age to reflect longevity. Now, I can just about guarantee you this is one that's going to be right at the top of their list because people are living longer. Laurie, did I ask you about the life expectancy of a two-year-old today on one of our earlier shows?
I believe
shows?
You mentioned some astronomical number of 120
years old. Now, think, we're projecting at least 90 years in the future. 90 years ago, what was our medical care like? And how we've advanced since we understood the human genome about 10 years ago. It's going to advance at a rapid rate so fast that many of us are going to be living way longer than we expect. So our full retirement age right now at 67 is probably going to edge up closer to 70. Not a bad thing. And they're going to work that in gradually, so a lot of people won't even feel it. And this is down the road. But this is one of the things that they're talking about to cut benefits.
It also might depend on who's in office at the time.
It will depend somewhat on that, but longevity is the thing that is just something you can't change. In 19, I don't remember the year Social Security started, but the retirement age was 65. Guess what life expectancy was? 59. Life expectancy today is 85. So you've got a much longer period of time that those benefits are going to be paid. So those are some of the benefit cuts they're considering. And these are things being proposed and debated right now in Congress. They're also looking at trying to raise revenue. They're talking about raising the payroll tax on earnings above $250,000. You know, you pay 12.4% payroll tax right now up to a certain level. I think it's about $148,000, $158,000. Above that, you don't pay any more FICA taxes. You know, on your pay stub, you see that little thing that says FICA. That's for your Social Security and Medicare. They're talking about taking another 12.4% for investment income to all households earning above $250,000. Again, we're taxing the rich. And they're talking about maybe a 16.4% net investment income tax on S corporations and holders of partnerships and things like that. In reality, it's probably going to be a combination of some, all, or part of these. And here's the scary thing.
Here's the scary thing. Gary's going to get to that right after you pick up your pen and write our number down at 251-625-1226 or log on to that website, relaxretire.com.
That's right, because Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope offers our radio show listeners a complimentary consultation strategy session for your retirement. There's no pressure, there's no obligation, it's a casual atmosphere, but there's valuable information that you need for your retirement simply by calling that local number, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226. Or go to the website, relaxretire.com.
And Gary, what was that?
Scary thing.
Oh, this is an aha moment. And if you could see this visual that I'm looking at right now, who's in charge?
How many years?
Of what?
Well, who's in charge of making our decisions for our government? We are, right? Because we vote. So,
in theory.
Well, yeah. So what's the voting population? How's that going to change over the next few years? If we look back to 2016, the baby boomer generation was about 49% of voters. So about half. By 2024, we're down to 33%. In 2032, 2 years before the trust fund is scheduled to not be able to pay out all the benefits, we're going to be down to 23% voting bloc, and the younger generations are going to be, what's 23, about 77. What are younger generations' priorities? One, climate change. I don't disagree with that. You know, we got to protect our climate. Free child care, because more and more people have two working parents, and child care is expensive. Free college, student loan forgiveness, universal health care, even universal basic income. You know, this is being tried in Washington State right now, where people are being paid not to work. You just get a check every week, and they're really saying we should have basic universal income whether you work or not. So versus Social Security for the baby boomers. So we have to really think about what could happen 10 years from now. We have a report right now that we can run complimentary for anybody that calls our office to show your risk score for having your benefits cut. I ran it on myself, and I'm at the 75% quartile of having my benefits cut, one, because of my age and other factors. So if you'd like to have an idea of whether you are in that range to have your benefits cut and how much they could potentially be cut by some of the things we're talking about right now, give us a call and we'll run this for you, and it'll give you an idea of what type of income gap you might be facing if our benefits are really cut 25%.
Well, people face a lot of unknowns and unanswered retirement questions, and they can range from their longevity, Social Security, even their paycheck, because it's all an adjustment, you know, when you're retiring, as we've said before. But, you know, there are the major ones, health care and long-term care. You know, at some point in time, we have income needs and income risks in retirement. And that's why we tell you all the time, you have options. There are strategies out there to help strengthen the foundation that you have already laid. But right now, one of the biggest risk factors that we are noticing is a little bit of a legislative risk that's occurring. You know, having a retirement plan, it involves a lot of different aspects. And the biggest aspect is risk, Gary. I mean, you've got to identify your income risks in retirement.
Exactly, because your longevity is one of your biggest risks, outliving your income. Most people think of retirement as this wonderful time, and it can be, and it should be. But think of how long you might be living in retirement. You know, if you're only going to live 10 years and you got $100,000, then you divide that by 10 and you got $10,000 a year. Nobody can live on $10,000 a year, but it's an easy mathematical equation. But if you have to make that money last 30 years, $10,000 divided by 30, that's a lot less. And people come in and talk to us all the time, and we ask them, how long do you want your money to last? Well, I don't know. All my life. Well, you got a finite set of money when you retire. One, you want to see if you can keep that money growing as long as you can. But at some point, you got to worry more about how fast you're taking that money out. So longevity is one of the biggest risks we face because you don't want to outlive your income. And that's one of the big things we do.
To find out more about that, pick up the phone and call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Say you heard it on the radio and you'd like a complimentary consultation. There's no risk, no obligation, no pressure. Just call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
625-1226 or log on to RelaxRetire.com.
24/7. Go to RelaxRetire.com. You know, some of the other risks, other than longevity, inflation. We've still got inflation running right now. Market risk, the possibility that you could lose money based on factors that are happening in the marketplace, and especially while you're already taking money out. Tax risk, we know our taxes right now are scheduled to go up in 2027. Healthcare risk, oh my gosh, this is another scary one. Relationship risk. You know, are you going to be together for the rest of your life? Statistically, that dynamic is changing right now. And sudden risk. My son called me yesterday. He's got a rental house. And he called me up and he said, oh, Dad, I think the AC unit's gone out. I just rented to this lady. It's going to be $10,000 to replace it. Fortunately, it turned out it was just a thermostat that needed an adjustment. And so it was a $200 surprise instead of an $8,000 surprise. So having an income plan that you can count on, like Social Security, like a pension, those are two traditional income sources that we all depend on. A pension is usually for the rest of your life and can continue for your spouse. Social Security continues until we die. But we also have to make sure that we're factoring in things that can affect that. Longevity, inflation, your cash flow, and if you're invested totally in the market, market volatility. These are all things that we sit down and talk with our clients so that we can put an income plan together that helps you be able to be prepared for those 20 or 30 years that you're going to live in retirement. It's supposed to be the best time of your life.
Gary, you know, each approach that you're mentioning uses retirement savings a little bit differently. And without getting too far into it, because this is actually a topic to have on another show, mm-hmm. If your regular listeners tune in. And, you know, there are probable income strategies, mm-hmm. and then there's a protected lifetime income strategy. And these are both ways that the money comes out of your retirement.
Comes the way that you're taking the money out.
Yes.
You're right. A probable income is one that says, okay, I'm going to take a certain percentage out based on assumptions of growth and based on assumptions of the possibility of loss. A safety income strategy says, I know I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. So that part is safe. And then we work on other sources of income so that you can get an idea of how that plan's going to unfold to you.
And Gary, how does Safety First work in protecting your income?
Well, it bills a portion of retirement savings you can't outlive. Can you outlive your Social Security check? No. It's guaranteed to be there. Even though we talk about possible cuts, you're guaranteed to receive a Social Security check no matter how long you live. With a Safety First protected income strategy, you're going to have a check every month or however you want to receive it as long as you live, and you can make it last as long as your spouse lives. It builds a floor of safe or guaranteed income to help you meet those needs that you have to have. May not pay for you to go to the movies four times a week or twice a week or go out to dinner, but it definitely allows you to be able to pay your expenses. You know, nobody wants to be broke. And I say this at the seminar, I've been broke. When I was in college, I got broke one time where I had a jar of peanut butter on the shelf and a half a loaf of bread and didn't have any money coming in. I did what a lot of people would do. I called my parents and I said, hey, look, guys, I hate to ask, but I need to borrow a little money. Now, when you get older, your parents are probably not going to be there. So who are you going to call to say, hey, I need to have some money? Wouldn't it be better to know that every month you've got an income check coming in that will never, ever stop coming and won't ever be cut based on what's going on in the world economy?
And how does that happen? How does that work?
It's a contractual guarantee. That's the beautiful thing. The companies that we work with show you exactly how much they're going to pay you on whatever schedule you want, and it's a contractual guarantee. It's now it's based on their financial strength, but the companies we work with are probably in a lot better financial strength than our federal government because they don't spend more than they take in every year. They understand risk, and risk is what we try to help people understand. When you understand the risk that you're facing, you can take the steps to help you manage the risks that you can control. So when you come in, we're going to talk about several things, and it may not be just one meeting, because anybody can make money. We can make you 5%, just like a bank can right now with a CD. That's so easy that it's a stroke of a pen. But what about making money for a longer period of time, or growing your money without the risk that the stock market could have a correction and reduce the amount of money that you have? 2008 and 2009, people that had saved all their life lost 37% of all their savings that they had in the market, and it took 4 years to grow back. Well, in that 4 years, if you're taking money back, you're trying to earn what you lost back, and you're trying to take money out at the same time. That's just not an equation that's ever going to work out in your favor. Now, maybe you pick some whiz-bang stock, but you know the chances of that are pretty slim. So we help you look at risk. We help you look at what you're going to need to retire your way. Everybody wants to retire at some point. You know, 25, 30 years ago, there was no such thing as retirement. You worked till you died. And then we all decided, well, maybe it would be nice to have our golden years. That's what we call it, golden years. So if you want to have those golden years, you got to be able to afford those golden years. And we help you take a look at the risks that can prevent you from enjoying those golden years. Let us come, let us talk with you, and help you figure out how to make sure you retire your way.
And, you know, one of the things that we do when you call to set aside your individualized time with us is Gary will discuss your retirement readiness with you. Perhaps he'll go over, you know, your monthly income sources and your essential expenses, right down to medical and any types of loans and taxes. And maybe even talk about some of those charitable deductions if you're having to figure out what to do with some of those RMDs that you have and you really don't know what to do with the money with. You know, those are part of a conversation that Gary has with you. You know, also we're going to talk about your goals for your life in retirement. You know, are you still on the same path that you were maybe 20 years ago? Has anything changed? And then also we're going to talk about how to keep you on track. We find that if you put something down on paper, you're probably a little bit more likely to stick to what you'd like to do. But that begins with picking up the phone and calling us or going onto our website. And we're happy to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Vicki Miller and Gary Garner. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again are 625-1226, 625-1226, or relaxretire.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on the same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.